is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. You might recall a few weeks back, we reported that the people who manage food at the Boston Public Schools had been contemplating some big changes to the menu. Faced with persistent deficits, they put out a request for proposals, or RFP, from private food service companies who could come in and manage school food more efficiently. Or so was the idea. Now, there are only a handful of big multinational companies that do that sort of thing on the scale of a large urban public school system. However, nutrition may not always follow scale. So parents groups, activists, and elected officials express concern that companies like Sodexo and Aramark would sacrifice food quality for profit margins. Well, a contract was supposed to have been awarded by today, and we can tell you now that did not happen. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea has this exclusive on what did happen.
So if you think of this whole episode as round one, here's how City Council President Mike Ross tallies the score.
The sustainable, organic, healthy food for our children team, score one. The chicken nugget multinational corporation strip our city of its kids' opportunity to not become obese, zero.
Well, that is one way of looking at it. And we'll get to some others in a minute. But basically, here's what happened. The Boston Public Schools only got one serious bid for this contract. It was from Sodexo, a mammoth French multinational that's come under harsh criticism for its food quality and labor practices. BPS Chief Operating Officer Michael Gore has been in charge of putting this contract out to bid. He says his RFP was just asking for too much. Among other demands, he wanted the contractor to guarantee it would close the school's $3.6 million food service budget gap.
When we say that we want someone to come in and take all of the risk of $3.6 million and also say to them, by the way, you cannot touch any of our employees. By the way, we want you to provide more fruits and vegetables. And the last thing, we want you to partner with our local small firms in the city of Boston. That it became a challenge in terms of finding a degree of competition that we wanted.
Gore says he's since been able to revise down his deficit projection to $2.5 million. So he's called it off with Sodexo for now. Multiple sources with knowledge of the situation say he also faced political pressure from city councilors and Mayor Menino to put on the brakes. So the healthy school food advocates must be throwing a party, right?
I have mixed feelings about that, because if a big company like Sodexo would come in, I feel like food quality would have improved a little bit.
18-year-old Peter Lee just wrapped up his junior year at the Boston Arts Academy, a BPS pilot school. The school has an open campus policy, so most days Peter comes out here to the Fenway to find his lunch, because he's no fan of the endless parade of pizza and chicken nuggets he sees in the cafeteria.
I spend a lot of money eating outdoors, but sometimes I don't have the money, so I go lunchless, I would say.
Oh, no, that's terrible. You're a very slender young man, we should say.
Thank you. Yes?
My name is Peter Lee.
Peter got so upset about his food choices that he testified to the city council about school food back in April.
Processed food right now that we have is basically fake food. It's not real. It's preservative. For my school, a lot of people do not eat the food. We have open campus.
I mean, do you think that there's a generational shift coming in this regard?
Yeah, in a way. Because right now in our generation, we want quality food and more nutritional kind of food. And I feel like the USDA and the BPS system and all that has to keep up with us, with the change. And I feel like they're not changing fast enough with us.
So our work has just started.
BPS COO Michael Gore.
We still have budget gap to look after, and also more importantly, to making sure that we have high quality food for our children in Boston Public Schools every day.
Gore says that's exactly what he was hoping to achieve with that Sodexo contract that fell through. That's why the plan right now is to put out another RFP in about a month that factors in the lower deficit estimate. He hopes they'll get more bids this time and then sign a contract for the spring semester.
That's unacceptable. You can't just rebid this out now at the $2.5 million number. We'll be nowhere different.
Councillor Ross is calling for a different course of action. Much of the dissatisfaction with the current state of BPS food focuses on the approximately 60% of schools, most of them elementary, that don't have kitchens. They receive frozen, prepackaged, airline-style meals from a company in Philadelphia called Preferred Meal Systems. The meals are frequently the subject of criticism in terms of nutrition, palatability, and waste.
The kids, by the way, do not eat this stuff. They throw it away. You know, so what I'd like to see happen is this preferred food contract. It needs to be rebid, and there is a local excellent company right here in Boston called City Fresh Foods. They don't freeze their food. They flash freeze it, so it's just long enough to get to the school.
Dorchester-based City Fresh Foods is a darling of the local business community. Minority-owned, sustainability-minded, the company is frequently lauded by public officials. And while Michael Gore says he's open to the idea, swapping preferred meals for City Fresh would not address the system's remaining deficit and would do nothing to improve food quality at the other 40% of schools that prepare their own meals.
I think that we as a system needs to think this holistically, how we want to approach this issue. Is not just piecemeal, but looking at it in a macro sense.
And to Gore, thinking holistically right now still means trying to bring Sodexo or a similar company in to take over the whole system. Councillor Ross says he'd consider voting no on the entire BPS budget just to make sure that doesn't happen. But if the schools enter into a contract mid-year, Ross might not have the chance to, because it'll be too late in the budget cycle. So let's go back to our BPS student, Peter Lee. Remember when he said,
if a big company like Sodexo would come in, I feel like food quality would have improved a little bit.
Now, here comes the next part.
But not by much.
That reporting from Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, he's here with me now. Adam, so what would improve the food by much?
Well, you know, we reported the last time we looked at this that the nonprofit Project Bread has in recent years spearheaded this Chefs in Schools program. This is professional chefs working in a handful of schools doing healthy, freshly prepared food. Everybody loves it. But that's a philanthropically supported model, right? And nobody thinks it's scalable to cover the whole district as is, at least not immediately. And the schools are faced with an immediate budget problem.
So the impact or the problem that BPS faces is obvious. But what about for districts or even listeners who aren't in the BPS system? Why would they care about this?
Well, this is all happening at the same time that so many other schools everywhere are dramatically rethinking their approach to food. For years, administrators have just been happy to outsource food because they didn't really see running a restaurant as part of their core mission as educators. But that whole mindset is changing in some places. There's a really inspiring example out in Framingham where you have a chef who runs an incredibly efficient operation, making all his food from scratch. He's literally building a farm like in the courtyard of Framingham High that'll be staffed by the students. They're growing fresh fruits and vegetables for their own plates. It's
cool.
Great, yeah. And at the same time, all eyes are on Massachusetts, or I should say all eyes are on Boston, because Boston, you know, if Boston eventually signs one of these contracts with Sodexo or Aramark or Chartwell's or whoever, the district will represent a tremendous beachhead for those guys. It'll enhance their buying power in the area, right? And they could then press on into the Merrimack Valley, up into Portland.
And that would be bad?
Well, certainly it's not our place to say, but the local, you know, the Healthy Local Food Advocacy Coalition out there certainly thinks so. But there are some schools, I should say, notably in Rhode Island, that have to some degree of success been working with these companies, pitting them in competition with each other and prodding them to offer healthier food, local food. And that's probably part of why BPS walked away from this Sodexo contract. There was only one bid, no competition.
But the plan is to rebid that contract.
Well, I actually have some late-breaking news to report on that right now. Councillor Ross says that Mayor Menino assured him personally last night that he will not allow that contract to go out to bid again, that Boston Public School Food Services will remain self-managed for the time being.
Well, Adam, I know you're working on a lot of other stories about this issue and school food in general, so you're going to have more reports for us in the coming weeks.
That's right, and so I'm very interested. Anyone who's concerned about the quality of school food, concerned about the management of school food operations, who has a story to tell, I really want to hear from you. Send me an email, say Adam at the top of it, radioboston@wbur.org.
All right, Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You can hear Adam's original reporting on this story at wbur.org/Boston. You can also leave a comment when you're there on any of our stories or call our listener line at 617-353-1157. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.